Welcome to episode 95 of Eat, Drink, Write, an Urban Fantasy Whiteboard.
Yeah.
And since it is almost November,
yes,
we decided that we would talk about NaNoWriMo.
Yeah.
But first, how was your week?
Let me think. I feel like I'm just exhausted all the time these days. Like, I've got so much to do. But I did start doing some fun writing things. I've decided to, as a creative outlet that has literally zero pressure connotations on it, like I don't want to publish it one day, blah, 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 blah kind of thing.
Right.
I've decided to start writing my own D&D campaign. And
oh,
if it
fun.
Gets cool, and if it doesn't, then cool. You know, like it's just a fun thing for me to create stuff and not worry about where it ends up. And, you know, if I think of cool stuff, then maybe it'll get used in other things, you know, like that kind of thing. So like, there's no pressure. It's a no pressure project that I wanted to kind of work on. So I started doing that and it's a lot of fun.
Very fun.
Yeah. And then, I pulled up today cause I had a rare bit of free time that I could have filled with work and decided not to. I pulled up one of my old books and started, just writing on it. So,
nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. So how was your week?
I don't even remember the week.
I feel that.
I have no idea what I've done. I've got.
Oh, we did a haunted. Path house thing.
It was an outdoor haunted village.
Village. Yes.
And that was so fun. Very, very fun. Yeah, it just seems like we're going from one thing to the next with no time in between, though. I mean, it was fun and all that. I'm just tired. It's Monday. Yeah. I'm already like, when's the weekend?
I know. I hear you. Same. Us too.
So, yeah, I've got my chaos court next week. So this week is all prep for that.
Gross. So next week you'll be very tired.
Yeah. And my poor paralegal, she has pink eye in both eyes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I guess she probably got it from the children.
Probably. I think they're in three different schools right now. There's one in elementary, two in middle. No, one in middle and two in high school now.
Gross.
And so she is the same that I was not too long ago, where I had diseases coming from all the schools in Gwinnett County.
Yeah, fair enough.
So she was supposed to go to abandonment court with Marnie this morning, and that didn't happen. So Marnie, trooper that she is, handled it by herself.
So that's just a stressful week already,
Yeah, it's just crazy. When are things going to calm down? Well,
never.
What are you eating and drinking?
So I'm not eating anything yet. My girlfriend's still at work. So we are probably going to order burgers for dinner. She's been craving burgers, and every day she's been like, let's go get a burger. And then we have a ton of food. And so we're like, well, we're not hungry anymore. So today I'm hoping to order some burgers, and get those here. And then I am drinking, I've had it on the podcast before. It's, hot chocolate with, the pumpkin spice creamer. So super good.
Yeah, nice. We already ate. We eat those Factor meals for keto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I kind of blew keto out of the water, with the birthday for Jordan and the haunted house and all of that stuff. It's just blown out of the water. So I'm back on keto again today. And so we ate those Factor meals, which are wonderful, which I had a burger.
Oh, lovely.
So yeah, it was a little dry. Wasn't as good as I had hoped, but it was okay. I'm full.
Yeah.
And
well, good.
I am drinking a dirty martini because I needed it today.
That sounds great. We just got a bunch of alcohol from my little sister at Jordan. She brought, me and my girlfriend, like a ton of, margaritas. And
oh,
I was
nice.
Like, you know,
I could
have a margarita. And I was like, I don't know. I'm going to have hot chocolate. It's comforting.
Yeah. I thought about doing hot tea because there's hot water up there. Your dad just made some more coffee and he's the only person I know that can drink coffee this late and not have a problem going to sleep.
I was about to say it's 6 PM. What is he doing?
Yep. So I do have jokes.
Oh, good. Let's hear them.
So since we're doing it on NaNoWriMo, I went for just generic writing jokes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hopefully I haven't done any of these before. It's hard to keep track. I may have done those, so just forgive me if I have.
Yeah.
What do you call a writer who doesn't follow the rules of sentence structure?
What?
A rebel without a clause.
Oh, bless. Okay.
A writer was prosecuted for a short story he wrote. They gave him a long sentence. What did the writer say when he glued himself to his book?
What?
This is my story and I'm sticking to it.
Bless. Okay. All right. Well, I try to come up with the answers. Like I try to figure them out on my own. But like quickly enough so that our listeners are not just like, oh my God, like why is she taking? No, I'm a little slow. So, you know.
Well, those weren't the best. Well, I just swallowed my dirty martini wrong. Wow. That'd be like olive juice in your lungs to really start the podcast off right.
Listen, it disperses the alcohol more quickly, so you feel the drunkenness a lot faster.
There you go, which means I'll be talking less prolifically. No, probably more prolifically, but less eloquently by the time we're done with this
podcast. More prolifically, less eloquently. We're never eloquent. It's fine. We're not trying to be eloquent.
That's true.
We're fine. It's talking, not writing. So yeah.
That's right. So... for some people, November means the colorful autumn leaves, apple cider, the pumpkin, everything.
Yeah.
But for many writers, November means participating in National Novel Writing Month, also right. known as NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo.
So what is NaNoWriMo?
It's torture.
Go ahead.
Is what it is.
It's torture. I'm at the point still where I'm excited about it.
Okay. Fair
enough.
It'll be
torture about a week from now. So NaNoWriMo is actually an actual .org. It's a organization. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And it provides tools, structure, community, and encouragement to help people find their voices, achieve their creative goals, and build new worlds on and off the page.
Absolutely.
So it does stand for National, that's the N-A, Novel, N-O, Writing, W-R-I, Month, M-O, NaNoWriMo.
Yeah.
It is a fun seat of your pants approach to creative writing.
Definitely. Yeah. And as you know, as much as I joke about it's torture or whatever, it's fun. It's an awesome challenge to get words on a page in a short amount of time. So you know, it's a burst of words, ideally that you would get out to work with and edit and form into something more like an actual novel by the time you're done with it.
Yes. So how do you do this? And some of you are going to be pros at this and some of you might never have even heard about it.
Fair. Yes.
So basically, during the month of November, your goal is to write 50,000 words, which they call that a book. That's not a book that I've ever been able to write in 50,000 words. That's like three quarters of a book. But if I wrote 50,000 words in 1 month, I would be so happy.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, you know, depending on the genre, 50,000 words is the correct number of words for a novel.
That's true, I suppose. Not for
you
ours.
Know, right. Because with urban fantasy and high fantasy and like those kinds of books, they tend to be longer because of the amount of world building that has to go into them with all of the magic systems that typically exist in them. So 50,000 words, though, like you said, is a good start. It's a great, great start.
And like you said, during for some genres, it could be a complete book.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a couple ways you can do this. You can work on a current work in progress.
Yeah, that's typically what I do. Like I have so many works in progress that I have like started, you know, I've got 30,000 on one and 50,000 on the one that I pulled up today, you know, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So NaNoWriMo is really good for picking up those, you know, things that you've left in the dust a little bit and finishing them off.
Yeah, getting back into it. It's a reason to dust them off and get back going again. You started them for a reason. So it's time to get them back out.
Yeah.
You can also just start a brand new novel from scratch.
Yeah. That's a little daunting in my brain space.
Agreed. You can work on several works that you've got going. I mean, you're not limited to just one, whatever works for you.
Yeah. Whatever works for you. I am super guilty of just having five books going at any given time.
Right.
And, you know, you said start a new novel from scratch. And, you know, I look back on all of my books and I have no idea how I started those. I don't remember, you know, obviously I sat down at one point with a blank page and just started writing. Mm-hmm. And I think NaNoWriMo is actually a really good way to motivate, you know, people to actually do that, is to mm-hmm. start, you know, put words on a blank page, because that's hard to do.
I mean, and it could be the time that you do that 50,000 words could be your beginning outline, your, you know, write scenes. It doesn't have to be right. cohesive, a book, you know, quote book. So yeah, you know, you could even write a blog post every day instead.
Yeah.
Or yeah. write short stories, flesh out your character pages, write outlines for all the ideas that you've got, you know, that your brain doesn't stop talking about.
Yeah.
You know, or like I said, write on more than one project.
Absolutely.
It doesn't, you're not limited to 50,000 words on a book, on a novel. I mean, that is the general definition. So if you break that down to meet that goal of 50,000 words in the month of November, you have to write 1,666 words per day,
yeah.
every single day. So like, if you don't write on weekends, if you take weekends off, then you need to write 2,273 words every day.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a lot of words.
It's a little daunting. It's a mountain of words you got to kind of climb over there.
Yeah, it is. So to start a new novel, like you said, this is daunting. And it's super hard if you haven't prepared prior mm-hmm. to November 1st.
And yeah,
you know, so a lot of the new novel stuff is all in our heads and we're working it through. It's not sitting down and just typing out the book.
Yeah.
At the new novel phase. But it may be a great way to jumpstart a book. You know, we've started our paragraph writings that way. And why not do that and just keep on going, you know, except for not paragraph writing, you know, just start writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
This can be very comforting for pantsters like me. You know, I'm used to doing anyway.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be a lot of pantstering, this mm-hmm. this method of going into it. But yeah.
Which can also be very mind-opening for those meticulous planners.
That's true. I am a lot of a planner, but that's mostly because I find myself running into walls. So like I do like a mixture, more planning mm-hmm. and plotting than pantstering, but I do like a little bit of a mixture. But if I just pantster, I hit a wall very quickly.
Well, and in my mind, sometimes planners limit themselves because they've got their vision, you know, and it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they let themselves go, which maybe during NaNoWriMo is the time to do that, all kinds of avenues open up that might make the story different than what they planned on, but better than what they planned on.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing for both pantsters and planners.
Yeah.
So basically we're down to 1 week before it's time to start writing.
Yeah. No pressure.
Yeah. So if you're writing a brand new novel, that means in this week, you have to brainstorm your ideas, create your characters, construct a plot, world build, plan your writing times, and make a concrete schedule for how you're going to do this 1,666 words a day.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, so that's a little difficult. They actually plan, I downloaded today, which I think I might talk about later, a prep guide to NaNoWriMo. And it actually starts 6 weeks prior to November 1st.
Wow. That's so a lot of time beforehand.
Yeah. If you're going to do NaNoWriMo with a new work, mm-hmm. brand new work, that probably would have been the smart thing to do.
You know, probably. But like, you know, I didn't even think about doing, I've done NaNoWriMo before. Mm-hmm. But I didn't prep for it because I used one of my existing novels or whatever. So this year, you know, I didn't even think about looking at, you know, prep work for a new novel, anything like that. And now we're a week out and, you know, telling our listeners about this, you know, sorry, we could have told you guys a little bit sooner, but
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, usually I realize it's NaNoWriMo on November 1st when people start twittering about it or tweeting about it. And
it's okay. You're old. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Was that in reference to my Twittering word or just the fact that I don't realize it until it's November 1st?
But I feel like that one has more to do with like, you just, you know, we're all busy with working and all that kind of stuff. Twittering thing, I feel like, you know, that's
Twitter. I Twitter all the time.
It's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So you can also work on an existing novel. This is perfect for those of us who have put off preparing for NaNoWriMo only to discover, shit, it's right around the corner.
I like how you like were kind of trying to decide whether or not you wanted a curse. And then you were like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go for it. Yeah. No, absolutely. That's me. You know, I usually don't prepare for NaNoWriMo. Even when I do participate, I don't really do much prep for it because I have so many existing novels that I can pull out of the back burner.
Did you inhale vodka too?
You know, I probably should have. In a Monday, pretty good. I think, you know,
yeah.
Pretty
nice. So if you're working on an existing novel, then in this week that we have left, start going through all of your open-ended stories. I've got a ton of them.
Yeah.
This is the time to pull them out, reread some of that stuff that you've written, read your notes and decide, you know, I think I might want to work on this one, unless you've already got one of them talking to you, which happens a lot. But, you know, so reread what you have written. Wow. Say that 10 times fast. Make notes as you go as to the problems and plot ideas that pop up, because they're going to, is when you start rereading your old stuff, you're like, oh, that was actually a good idea. But what if, you know, and you go down that. So make notes, use your little handy dandy writer journal to make the notes.
Is that a Blue's Clues reference there?
Yes. Blue's Clues, handy dandy notebook.
Handy dandy notebook.
Brush up on your characters. Go through your Pinterest boards, because I mean that's what Taylor and I do, is we make
absolutely
Pinterest boards. This is time to go back and look at those, because that's going to spark your brain
and go over everything. Yeah, because like you know, I love Pinterest. We've talked about it before. We've got a whole episode on it, I think, and using it for writing. But it's such a good way to, you know, you've got your mood boards for your characters or your novels as a whole or what have you, whatever you want. And going back through all of those visuals is such a good way to spark that inspiration that you had for that novel in the first place.
Definitely.
I've also recently discovered using OneNote for writing. So I mentioned I was writing my D&D campaign and I'm using OneNote for it. And this is a tip that I saw, I want to say on like TikTok or something like that.
Okay.
And OneNote is a Microsoft Office platform. So like Word or, you know, PowerPoint and Excel, like all those types of platforms. But this one's called OneNote, and it's specifically for organizing notes into different pages and different tabs, but you can link between those pages and tabs if you write a word. So like I've got a tab for, so I have a whole OneNote notebook for this book that I'm planning to write next year.
Okay.
And so within that one notebook, I have a tab for characters, and I have a tab for places, and I have a tab for different types of magic. I have a tab for, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
But it's like a word processing program though?
It's just notes. It's just for notes. So you can like type into it and like organize things however you want to. You can move it around. You can create flow charts. You can do whatever you want.
I am going to have to check that out. I mean, it's on my computer. I've seen it. I just have never clicked on it and opened it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've just been playing around with it this week. And I think it's going to be more useful for my D&D campaign than it is going to be for book writing. But as I'm going through plots and stuff, if I have characters that are like obscure characters, I can link to that character within their character page and go and read about who that is and who that was when I made them and blah, 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 blah.
I like it.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So once you've done all of that with your pre-existing works, then starting November 1st, you get cracking.
Get cracking.
So the NaNo.
You are struggling.
It's hard to say that. NaNoWriMo site has a bunch of things to help you through this process. Oh, yeah. And here is where I was going to talk about that thing I just downloaded today. There is a thing called NaNo Prep 101. And it is a 6-week program that you're supposed to have done to prepare for November 1st, which I discovered today, 1 week before November 1st.
We could probably fit 6 weeks into 1 week.
It's a possibility for the fact I'm planning for court next week. So probably not.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, so I didn't pre-plan. Yeah, didn't happen this year.
No.
There is a lot of encouragement there as well. A lot of a buddy, what is it called? Writing buddies.
Right. I wasn't sure what you were going for there.
I had part of the word right.
you were getting there. No, I agree. I think NaNoWriMo and the NaNoWriMo community, it's so good for motivation because you are meeting other people and getting that encouragement.
And other people who are trying to do the same thing you are. There's something about a challenge. And that when everybody else is doing that same challenge,
yes,
you really do motivate each other. And it is full of people that can motivate you. Also, though, you know, you can find writing buddies on Facebook or, you know, you could have local groups that maybe you meet with every week. You all can support each other through this process, too.
Absolutely.
But these writing buddies that you find on the nano world, you can find them by age, by gender, by experience, by genre, by location, pretty much any category that you want to look for, you can find them on the NaNoWriMo site.
Definitely. Yeah. I've seen a lot of folks who have participated in NaNoWriMo in the past say that they've met really great friends and other writers there. And it's a really good way to find a writing group, like a critique group or like a, you know, just like a encouragement group, like you mentioned earlier, like that.
And I must say that's very important when we go on our yearly conference trips.
Yeah.
It's so fun to meet other like-minded people. They crack writing jokes that only other writers get. I mean, it's such a neat little niche and you can find that kind of people through NaNoWriMo as well. And it is worth everything that you put into it.
Absolutely. Yep.
So you go to the NaNoWriMo site. I think it is NaNoWriMo.org.
Yep.
And you create your account. And once you create your account, it asks you to create your project. I think you can have 3 ongoing projects at a time and it asks you then what your goal is. So you set your goal. You set your time frame, which for NaNoWriMo should be November 1st through November 30th.
Right.
And of course, the 50,000 words.
Yep.
State where you are in this work. Is it a work in progress? Are you in the pre-planning stages? Are you in the editing stages? You can decide whether to make it public or keep it very private, which a lot of people want to keep it private. They're not comfortable with that. They're just trying to motivate themselves. Or you can make it public to get feedback from people.
Right, right.
So there are challenges to this challenge.
I feel like there should be, right?
Right. Challenges should be challenging. It's the holidays.
Yeah. I mean,
starting November 1st, we're all about Thanksgiving and Christmas and family time and travel in the fall to go see the pretty leaves. And all of that takes away from the serious work of writing.
Yeah.
Time, not just because of the holidays, but the kind of time it takes to write 50,000 words in 1 month, you know, just even when it were, if it were a normal time of year, you've got life and kids and spouses and work and all of that works against us having the kind of time that you have to put into this challenge, this program.
Absolutely. I mean, I was just thinking, you know, if you're a student, you know, there November is upcoming finals.
That's true.
Exams. Like that's almost impossible to work with. You know, I was thinking about this year, I don't have any exams or anything, but I'm trying to graduate in May.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to put 50,000 words on a page in 1 month. There, it just doesn't exist.
Yeah, for real. You know, and what you write is going to be very rough when you're when you're pushing that time frame. It's not going to be good writing. I mean,
yeah,
some of it might be brilliant, honestly.
Yeah.
But some of it is going to be very, very rough. But your goal is the word count. And so you're not editing as you go. You're not fixing things. You're trying to push forward to get that story down. It doesn't have to be good at this point. That's not the point of this challenge. The point is to get the words on the page.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think that's super true. When I did NaNoWriMo a few years ago, I think that work had more typos than any other work that I've ever had. It had some good sentences. It had some really bad sentences. but yeah, that absolutely. Like it's going to be rough.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Give yourself permission for that to be okay, or you're not going to make it to the end goal.
Definitely. I mean, I finished the book, you know, and all I had to do was like take the sand that I'd already put in the sandbox and build a castle with it. So
yeah. 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 That's a good way to put that. I like that.
It's from one of my favorite quotes. I can't take credit for it and I can't remember who did that, but it was, essentially, do your first draft by putting a bunch of sand into a sandbox. All you have to do next is, you know, build that sand castle. So
I love that.
I'll have to find the actual quote and see who said it. It's one of my favorite quotes. Yeah, yeah, it was really, really good. It stuck with me, obviously, for years. I saw that quote years and years and years ago. Huh. And it has stuck with me, obviously. I don't remember the creator's name, but
that is definitely a good way to think about NaNoWriMo. This is us putting that sand in that box.
Yes.
You know, because right now the sand is all over the ocean floor, you know, so it's a lot of work just to put the sand in the box. Absolutely. You can worry about making that sand castle a little bit later. Let's get that sand in the box. I love that.
Yep.
Another challenge is that plot holes can derail you.
They always do.
You write yourself into a corner and you're stuck and you're like, okay, I'm supposed to write 50,000 words and now I have to chop 20,000 of them, you know?
Oh, it's rough. Yeah.
It is. And it happens. So just be aware. It's okay. It's okay.
It sure is.
Burnout is another real thing. It's a very real thing for writers. If you, this kind of push and grind can lead to burnout. So think about your mental health as you go into this. The whole point is not to burn yourself out.
Right. It's to be excited about it.
Yes. Yeah. It's to help you once a year, really get those words on the paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
So think of it that way. Don't burn yourself out with it. And if you don't make, I think one of the years I did NaNoWriMo, I only wrote 5,000 words out of the 50,000 I was supposed to write. And that's okay.
Yeah. But you got that's words okay. on the page. That's I did. The whole point.
I did. And I later finished that book. So
yeah.
Yeah. Now word count calendars are a really good thing.
Yes.
Especially when you're trying to keep track of, I've got to write 1666 per day.
Right. You know. Right.
Scrivener is obviously probably the best well-known one, but it's not free.
No, it's not. So, there is a student discount if you're a student, I believe. I think I played around with it on my old computer before it died, and then it died. So I lost my Scrivener trial or whatever, but
yeah. I mean,
yeah, it was really cool.
Word keeps track of the total word count.
Yeah.
So you can manually figure out, well, I started at, you know, 1500 words today and I ended at 2700 words. You can do the math. But yeah. I love Scrivener because it does it for you.
It does it for you. Yeah. I don't have Scrivener. I just mentioned, I tried the trial of it, but I didn't have it for long enough to really get a feel for that. Mm-hmm. But I know the year that I did do NaNoWriMo, I did it the manual way using the word count, you know, as it tracks it. But I created my own Excel sheet with its own graphs to keep track of my word counts as I was writing through NaNoWriMo.
Do you have that still somewhere?
Oh, maybe like buried deep in the recesses of my hard drive. Like maybe,
if you can find it, we should post it for our patrons.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to give you guys, my formulas for it. It's essentially definitely. The same thing as NaNo, like the way that NaNo tracks word counts as you put in your start word count of the day and end word count. I just did it myself for Excel and added a couple of graphs for it. So
I love graphs and stuff. It makes me feel better.
You know, I love Excel. So
the lines going up. That's a good thing. I did something good. Yay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So not everybody is going to have time. Like you said, you know, you're trying to graduate and you know, there are students who have, you know, exams coming up. You don't have to do, you know, just use November as a writing or a word month where we are aware of things with words. So take time to read. You know, we all have those stacks of books that every time we go to a bookstore, we buy more, even though we have the stack of books that's still sitting there. Read some of those books this month.
It's our good TBR pile.
Yes. You know, if you don't have time to write, read. I love that idea.
I love it too. I think that's an amazing suggestion. I never really thought about doing that in place of Nano. You know, usually it's like every year I'm like, oh, I'm just too busy for NaNoWriMo. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll try next year. I never really considered replacing it with enjoy your books.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know where I saw that, but I thought that was brilliant.
That's awesome.
Use November as your planning month instead. So maybe you don't have a book in mind. Maybe you aren't ready to sit down and grind out those words because you don't have anything planned. So plan something in November.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make the month of November you start your Pinterest board. start all of that. Start your notebook. Start the notes.
Yeah, definitely. Characters.
If you're not a novel writer, who says you can't do NaNoWriMo, even though it's based on novels, write poetry.
Yeah.
Write short stories.
Or like you said, flash fiction. I think you mentioned that earlier. Some flash fiction.
Yeah. Anything to concentrate on our craft. We are writers. Let's use the month of November to practice that, whether it's just, a daily sentence, do our sentence challenges every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's something. Let's just get back to the basic love of words, which is why we're all writers.
You can
journal or blog. Blogs count.
That's true. Yeah.
Our podcast counts. We come up with topics to talk about on our podcast.
Yeah. Listen to the hundreds of hours of our voices.
Yes. Lots of hours of our lovely voices. Okay. So next, you plan it out, figure out what you're going to do this November, 2021.
Yeah.
Half the fun of NaNoWriMo is figuring out, so how am I going to tackle this challenge?
Yes.
Am I going to go to the coffee shop every day at 10 o'clock or, every night at 10 o'clock because you work or have school during the day?
Right.
Am I going to have a glass of wine, close my office door, put up a do not disturb sign so the kids can't come in?
Right.
Are you going to go on a weekend getaway just to write?
Honestly, it sounds great.
The main thing is just to follow through on it. This is our month. November is our month as writers.
Absolutely. Get in and just tackle it to the ground.
Yes.
It's a really good way to do it. I enjoyed doing it when I attempted it. I won it a few years ago. I actually did.
Very nice.
The 50,000 words.
And there are things you can win. Like you get 10% off programs or I can't remember what they said this year it was.
I don't remember.
I was just looking at it today, but there is a quote win. I mean, the win is getting those words on the page, but there's also like discounts to editing things. There's all kinds of quote wins out there for you.
Absolutely. But yeah, I think you're right. I think planning is a really great way to go about writing NaNo. Schedule writing into your month ahead of time. I guess this would be the week to do it if you guys are planning to do it.
Yeah.
because that way you always have a time set aside to write and hit your word goals without like any distractions that, would pop up in that time that's, you've already pre-scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's like an appointment. Make it an appointment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like when you go to the doctors, you don't let other things, interrupt you. So this is an appointment.
Yep, absolutely. I do have some minor tips for doing NaNoWriMo.
Okay.
Try to stay organized. I think it's probably going to be, I know. It's a really good way to keep you on track and keep you smooth sailing through those 50,000 words. If you keep your writer's journal handy, keep, little notes that you have handy, just like that.
Yeah, kind of thing. Definitely. Yeah.
On top of that, struggling, keep your workspace clean. It's a really good way to keep a really positive mental state as you're writing. If your space is clean and you're ready to have notes beside you and, you know, pull a note card or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. Even if you're going to panster for NaNoWriMo.
We're both having trouble.
Bless. Make sure that you have a general idea of the stakes for your novel. It'll help you keep adding those words when there's always conflict to be had. It's like, even if you're not really planning a plot or you're not plotting anything, just kind of make sure you know, like, well, what's going to keep the tension high as you're writing this book?
Throw lots of rocks.
Absolutely. And then last but not least, be excited about it. You know, if you're dreading NaNoWriMo, don't make yourself do it. It should be fun. And And knowing thousands of other writers are out there working on their novels is also a good motivation to get going. So.
Yeah. You know, throwing the rocks and keeping that conflict. We just finished a series on Netflix, Another Life. It's got that actor that you like, that she played Starbuck, I think.
No spoilers.
Yeah. No spoilers, but we just finished it. But there were so many rocks in that, in that show. And I would turn to your dad, my husband, and I'd say, this is terrible. And at one point she's like, I can't take this. And I was like, that's what you do. The writers are doing their job.
Yes, absolutely. They are
very well written. Very
make
very
it so that
well
your characters
written.
Would absolutely murder you if they ever met you.
Yep. And you know, they keep going, oh, I can take this. At some point, when they get to that point where they can't take it anymore, and watching how they get through that point is so important in any kind of writing, I think.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. I think that's awesome. But that's all the tips that I had.
So. Okay. Yeah. That's all I've really got on NaNoWriMo. There is so much out there. The main thing is go to their site and, you know, go from there, but you can Google that. And there are a lot of people out there who've done it, who have their own tips, who have their own ideas. So, you know, if you're going to do this, you got a week.
Yeah, good luck. No pressure. Chop, chop. I do have an interview question for you.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Do you plan to do NaNoWriMo in the future? Not necessarily in a week from now, but in general, did you enjoy it when you did it before? Would you do it again?
I did enjoy it, and I am going to do it this year. When I was researching for this, I ended up on the NaNoWriMo site to, you know, so I could talk people through how you set up an account and all that. And I was looking at my stuff from the last time I did it, which I only wrote 5,000 words or 5,800 or something.
Right.
And I was like, I don't even know what work I would work on.
Yeah.
And so I went back and I started looking at all my works in progress and all of my stuff that's pending. And I came across the one, and it's Half Dead. You remember that one?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
Half Dead, The Darklings. And I just jumped into it. I started my Pinterest board today. I have basics of a plot line going. I have some characters forming in my head. If I can get all this put together by November 1st, so I can actually sit down and start writing, or maybe I'll just start writing some scenes and So yes, I am going to do it. What about you?
Wow. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I have this problem, and it's not so much of a problem, but it's like a little bit of a problem where I want to do it every single year. And it's so hard. Like I thinking about it, maybe I can do it this year. And I'm thinking that right now, and I am so slammed for time lately. Yeah. So maybe I'll try this year. The book that I just opened today, is at 50,000 words. So even if I don't do 50,000 words, maybe I can do 30.
And that would be a book.
That book.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm toying with that idea, and I've been toying with that idea all day today since we were doing these notes.
Yeah. You've got a week to figure out if you can do it, if you want to do it, what you're going to do if you do do it.
Absolutely. So potentially we'll be doing that this year, and it would be so lovely, I think, for my mental health also to complete a novel, because that's always, you know, it's always something. It's an accomplishment. It feels very good to do that. So
I have not written and forever. And I, yeah. it's like, there's a big hole in my life that
yeah.
is just missing.
Yeah.
I have so many things going on. I seem to think that I'm Wonder Woman or something. And I take
you are
on
Wonder Woman.
I don't know. There's that saying where you can do one thing extremely well, or you can do a bunch of things mediocrely.
Speaking not very is one well. Of those.
Yes, speaking, I'm way down there. So I do a lot of things because I have a lot of interests and I'm very inspired all the time. I'll yeah. see something and I'm like, oh, I can do that. And yeah. then I go and do that. And it's just, when you have so many of those, I can do that things going, it's a little overwhelming sometimes, especially as you get older.
Yeah. And, you know, fair I'm enough.
Getting older. So
fair enough.
But I am so excited to do NaNoWriMo this year.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm going to have to keep in touch with you on it then, because we'll have to motivate each other. We can be each
definitely.
Encouragers.
Definitely. I'm super excited.
I'm also super excited. I would love to finish the book that I'm working on. The reason it's not done yet is because I already know how I want to change some things.
Oh, and it's hard and to so write through. Yeah.
It's very hard. But I think I see a path as the way that I can do it or whatever. Okay. I obviously am a writer because I'm very articulate and yeah, eloquent I think in my words.
Anybody listening to our podcast are going, these people are writers. Oh my God.
Oh yes. God bless our listeners. I do have a sentence challenge for the week.
Okay.
And it's very NaNoWriMo brand. In a flurry of words, she completed her novel just as November came to an end.
Ooh, I like that one.
So that's the sentence. If you're interested in participating in the challenge, basically just use that sentence anywhere in a piece of work that you're writing. Short story, a page, you know, whatever, whatever you want. So,
very good.
Yeah. All righty. Am I outroing?
Absolutely.
Am I the outro? All right. Okie dokie. So thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We would love to encourage you guys in NaNoWriMo and have you guys encourage us, because we are obviously basket cases. So you can find all of our information on our website at eat.drink.write.podcast. That's false. That's our email.
That is our email.
don't let me do this. Okay. Well, you can contact us at our email, eat.drink.write.podcast@gmail.com. You can find all of our information on our website, which is eatdrinkwritepodcast.com. I think I'm correct
think
on
so.
That.
I think so.
I'm struggle busting. I'm not even drinking, but anyway, all of our social media is there. We have Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Patreon. If you feel like supporting us and you like our podcast and our content, please come support us. We would absolutely adore it. Write us some reviews if you enjoy or don't enjoy our stuff. Please leave a review. And we would love to hear from you guys.
That'd absolutely. Be awesome. Yep. Thank you very much for everything you all do and listening to us. I don't.
Yes. Thank you for listening to us.
This one was a little,
rough. It was a little rough, but thank you guys so much.
Yeah. We love you guys. We will see you next week.
See you next week.